A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the missing $15 billion worth of diamonds.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 clear shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Tingwasiqalisa vele singakhangela thina lokho esikuthi ngesilungu i-national budget iyehluleka ukufika ku $4 billion anjo. Kodwa indlela umdala akhulume ngayo ukuthi ubekhuluma ngani kuyinhlekisa ukulahleka kwe $15 billion. Dollars imali efisuka ngathi kuma diamonds okutshengisela ukuthi vele akala ndaba lomuntu akasela lozikasela ndaba lozulu weZimbabwe.
Yo yo history and understatement nokuthi at one stage company yemasoja yinzi Anjini yinzi yemasoja nokuthi mashareholders angari mu company yeku China yitengisa zvemauto inonzi Noringo yemasoja imunomu kuti zvine company dzese dzinoti DMC, Diamond Mining Company, Mbada, Kama Biu, yada zemarenge resources private interest, yetem DC yangai shareholder, but mu Anjini, yetem DC yangai shareholder.
Are you saying the ZANU-PF campaign cost $15 billion? That would be nonsensical, of course. Then comes the issue of collective responsibility. The cabinet set every Tuesday. So it's everybody's responsibility. This speculation that this securocrat or that one diamond baron did that, it's... Come on, it's speculation, it's really political grandstanding. It has nothing to do with the facts on the ground. The facts on the ground is the country experienced some grand theft of its resources.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the missing $15 billion.
President Robert Mugabe claims that at least $15 billion was scattered off Zimbabwe's coffers from diamond proceeds. Could be a classic case of a thief reporting themselves to the police, an influential James lobby group, Global Witness, has said. In a statement, a Global Witness said, Mr. Mugabe's admission made during his 92nd birthday interview early this month vindicated calls for reforms in the sector that the veteran ruler has rebuffed for over the years.
Opposition parties are also calling on President Robert Mugabe to step down, saying that the alleged pillaging of the funds was done under his watch. Mines Minister Walter Chidakwa told Parliament yesterday that he is going to investigate the alleged looting of diamonds to determine the quantity and also the value of the diamonds that were allegedly looted.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Ongu hama wadiwa nasi tukudzo kira zvakare kwa chiyadzgo oko. Tichida kunzwisisa kuti chii chakaitika pa mari iri kunzi yakango tsakatika. Makambani ariku anga achichera mangoda iko kwakazomiswa nehurumende anonzi anga asiri kufambisa zvinhu zvakanaka. Asi vamwe varikubvunzawo kuti ko sei iyo hurumende yanga yakarara nezamukanwa. Nekuti hurumendewo yanga ine zvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana kana kuti 50% makambani ose iwayo. Nekudaro vanhu varikunzwisisa kuti zvakafamba sei. Iko zvino hurumende yakuti makambani ese akubatanidzwa yoita kambani imwe chete ichishanda nehurumende vachiti ndozviri kuitwa kwakaita sekunana Botswana. Asi vanhu vari kubvunza mubvunzo iri kupi mari yedu Gibbs.
Ye kunjaloke blessing vekakuhleke indaba yetu lamhlanje. Ye zvino kandaba lingalithola njani lapha likhona khona ngapha ngemakaya tina ngapha siyaphila sibili. Ye udaba esixoxa ngalo lamhlanje sikhala khonoko okwama diamond. Sizule ke umongameli Robert Mugabe sithi 15 billion kukanya kula bantu abayichayela eskewini. So uthi iZimbabwe yona yathola kuphela okuyingcosana 2 billion eyangena ke esambeni sikahulumende. Soke kotu zuru ya kuluma, sizule ke People's Democratic Party, isiti umnumzana Mugabe kumela chai panzi. Lalaba be MTC, T, lababacho njalo, uzo wea le MTC kukulo ngube layo, ya konona civility. Uwanza kala kula ngale marange, agulunganga. Yes, kulume labanyo abakuzana PF. Abathi labo bayasola kakhulu ngakhona okwenzakalayo. So abantu abaningi bathi akubotshwe abantu abatshontsha imalile. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke Zulu ukuthi kambe lanithini likubona njani ukuthi imali yeZimbabwe yaphongunyamalala nje kumbe yangena ezikhwameni zabantu. Siyakwazi ukuthi phela izikhwama zabanye azange ziboboke kodwa zagcina zinona phela. So kathesi yini ukuthi likhulume. Nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Kulman Sizozo.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And Gibbs, I understand we have two of our guests. First, we have Mr. Farai Magu, Director of the Zimbabwe Center for Natural Resources Governance. Mr. Magu, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well.
Thank you
very much. I hope you guys are fine.
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And we are also being joined by Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent economic commentator. Mr. Ngwenya, an apologetic liberal economist. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Thank you very much. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Magu. So the diamonds were looted. That's what the president said. And he said, you know, 15 billion, that appears to be huge sums of money. Who took this money? Who stole it? Or maybe we're here to get the actual number. I mean, amount of money that was allegedly looted.
I'm sorry, I think I missed you somewhere along the way.
Yeah, yes, so the question is, who actually looted this money? Can we trace and see exactly where this money went to?
Yeah, I think we have indications as to who looted the money. first of all, the government was a major shareholder, and we have a very strong military presence in Marange, both in terms of the companies that were mining, which are subsidiaries of the army, companies like Match Bronze. Mm-hmm. And we also have the Commander-in-Chief of Zimbabwe's Defense Forces, who is President Robert Gabriel Mugabe, who also facilitated the issuance of the mining licenses to these companies. We also have the then Minister of Defense, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who also personally pushed for the military takeover of Marange in 2009. And I believe he also facilitated the entry of military subsidiaries into these joint ventures with foreign companies in the name of the MDC. So the silence of these people when the looting was taking place clearly shows that they knew where the money is going. And also the fact that the president has announced that 15 billion was stolen and he does not follow up to ensure that those people responsible are brought to book clearly shows that he knows who looted the money. We also have the former Vice Minister, Obet Mpofu, who has become one of the richest men in the country, is one of the chief suspects in that he also facilitated in the illegal licensing of these companies in Marange. So all we need is the Zimbabwe Republic Police and the Anti-Corruption Commission to be given the freedom to investigate and prosecute the perpetrators of these economic crimes in Marange.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much, Mr. Magugu, and do stay on the line. Let's turn to Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, the Minister of Mines, Mr. Walter Chidakwa, promised the Parliament yesterday and to quote him, he said they were going to do a forensic audit, a term that Zimbabwean politicians are very fond of. Is anything going to be recovered, or are we ever going to, as members of the public, get access to whatever investigation would have done? Because we have had many audits that have been carried out, and the results were never released.
Absolutely. You know, these vanity people basically are hypocrites. You know, we've been chasing many red herrings and forces for many, many decades. This is what rocket science, gentlemen. I mean, Farah Magu has already mentioned clearly that the specific institutions that are responsible for monitoring this diamond mine, mining activity. He even had an officer commanding Manika and who was there. We had the Minister of Mines dropping. If a single digit is altered or extended document for him involved in the MGC member of parliament or minister, you know, they've been arrested and then investigation done afterwards. There are specific individuals and institutions. Who was there, you know, the MDC, Minerals Marketing Corporation. So what kind of, there is no need for the forensic audit, because Mugabe is already captured there. He is already saying $15 billion was stolen. So there's no need for an audit. It is important for the rules of justice to be applied. The thing that I was looking to conduct in their own, talking about the thing that the process and the individuals that were giving him some information and the kind of documents that he has, you know, which evidence that denied the diamonds were being looked at and Mugabe was watching. So we are taking care of this hypocrisy. If Chidakwa wants to appeal the people of Zimbabwe, these people like Mopofu and company should be locked up and investigated done as the Zimbabwe justice. In Zimbabwe, we are locked up and investigated done later.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Do stay on the line. Regai timboende kuvateereri toonanga ku South Africa kuna vamurere makadi. Kuri nani zvako? Kuri sei Joni?
KuJoni kunonga kuri nani tirikungotambudzika tirimo.
Haiwa, chero muri kushanda zviri nani hanzi kurembera kuri nani pane kudonha.
Tiri kutongodzidzisa vana vari kutotora madhigirii tichingodaro.
Aiwa, zvinokudzwa. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemangoda iri mudariroi.
Nyaya yemangoda mukoma inofanira kusungwa. Vamupofu navamugabe taapaine matare mahombe hombe ngavasungwe. Vanhu vakapa mari ende vanhu vari kushupika munyika vari kutora mari dzemangoda vachibhenga kuna vana South Africa vachiita maachesi kune dzimwe nyika asi vanhu vachitambudzika munyika. Kana paine vanhu vane vanogona kutonga nyaya idzi, vanhu ava ngavatatambe navo, ngavasungwe vadzore mari, nyika isimuke. And MDC ngaiende pachigaro isunge vanhu ava. Vanhu vatinetsa vanhu ava. Imbavha.
Aiwa, tinenge tisingadedi kuti vanhu imbavha vamurere vasati vaenda kumatare. Tinenge tichingoti vanofungidzirwa kuti vakaba matare ndo anozotaura kudaro. Asi semaonero enyu kuri kuti mari yemangoda yakashandiswa zvakanaka, dei Zimbabwe yasvikawo padanho ripi munyaya dzezveupfumi muchitarisawo nezvamuri kuona kusouth africa?
Aiwa, ingadai Zimbabwe South Africa kubva makare kare mukoma yanga iri pasi peZimbabwe. Asi iye zvinezvi Zimbabwe ndiyo yaapa zero pane nyika kufananidza navana Botswana, vana Mozambique. Asi nepamusana zvichikonzerwa nekuti kuna vanhu vari gridi vano vakadzinga varungu raiti hatinei nazvo ndizvovaita. Vakatora mapurazi vakatadza kuashandisa ngoda yacho vakadzinga vanhu vaichera. Ivo vakapinda ivo vachipinda makipa avo vachiendesa mayadhumu vanhu vachiswera vachipepeta kutsvaka ngoda vachipa ngoda idzodzo. Iwana Mupofu wane mapurazi kwese uko wane kutora manational park aawo vachiita zvavanoda. Asi 3/4 zvevanhu venyika vari kushupika, vanhu vashoma ndovobhenefita nyika, ndo vakarwa vega hondo here nyika iyo. Zvinotirwadza mukoma nyangwe tichitambudzika asi zvinotirwadza nemafungiro hatina zvatinoita because tiri kugara munhapwa chete.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamurere nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Mugare muchindibata mukoma vanhamba izvozvo napavanzvadzi vangu ava ndine zvichemo zvakati wandei.
Aiwa tinokufonerai.
Ndatenda baba.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard from Mr. Murere there saying that he's not very happy with the way the current government is doing its business, and he's saying if that money had been utilized, Zimbabwe would have gone far in terms of maybe infrastructure development and other things.
What is this? Blessing umnumzana Ndlovu osecunga ututeni. Eh baba Ndlovu ungawutshona njani? Nyachona ungapho usegoli kumbe usezimba?
Ngisezimba.
Kunjani Zimba baba?
Ah namhla sanele ukuthi izulu lingana ukuba basananga.
Ye ungathini ke ngakho lokho kwenzakalayo kuna ngale emarangi uyehlise lo msakazo wakho kwezeli sikuzwe kuhle.
Hayi lonke.
Ye yehlise ukuba sikhuluma baba.
Ngale amadamu. Mina mbona upresident uzakukhuluma ngayo uvele usekwazi. Yikonje seyifaka kuZulu but okunye okuhluphayo ukuthi vele yona ihambente ezana ngeke izibophephele. Ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi vele kwahamba njani and upresident ma ekhuluma ukuthi kule report phele efikileyo kuyo njengobana le mali eseyiqambe ethi yi-15 billion. Lapha ndamula ukuthi kule ngangizimbono eminye ethi kumele kube ne-commission of inquiry iyeke upresident ulayo iripoti kudala nga kule nyathelo lokuthi abantu babotshwe sekumele kusukele kuye phela.
Ukuthi kubotshwe yena kuqala.
Angitsholo nje ukuthi yena ngokwakhe nxa kuyukuthi kutshontshwe imali engawe enguye okhangeleyo njengohulumende ube mele avume ukuthi lapha upolitisile eze acela uxolo ebantwini lena beseyidinga-ke nabo abatshontshileyo.
Kodwa ukuthi bangakwenza yini khonokho?
Hayi kwenzeukuthi mina angeke izibophe ihulumende ezana athi ukwenzakale ngaphansi kwabo kuhulumende wabo. Siyakhala sizo ukuthi siyabe sifisa ukuthi ngakuba ne-justice but lapha siyakhala but asinamandla ukuthi singenza njani ukuze indaba lento ngizo.
Ye kodwa ubona ngizani kodwa ungatholakala yini imali yangikhona ukuthi yahamba njani wona ngombono wakho nxa ugangena?
Mina ngangukhangela ngibona ngani kuzadinga ukuthi kumede kube lo munye uhulumende ozangena abe sekudingisiswa hatshi lo khona.
Hayi kuyazwakala mntu omdala, sibongile kakhulu.
Hayi nami ngibongile ukungena ehlelweni lela.
Ye sibongile kakhulu Ndlovu. So that was Mr. Ndlovu. You know, he's saying the president appears to have a lot of information about this issue, and so you should have a very big say in it, you know. And then maybe commission, you have a commission of inquiry, and maybe apologize to the nation, and then start arresting, sending police to pick up people here and there. So he says the president really is the person who has to answer mostly about this.
Let's go back to Mr. Magoo. Mr. Magoo, are you at all surprised by all that is happening now? Because I understand at one time when you tried to alert Zimbabweans that diamonds were being looted, you were actually arrested.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I think the problem is bigger than Marange. It's a mindset. This is a looting government. And it's only that it's Marange that is on the focus, but everywhere where there's extraction of minerals in Zimbabwe, the money is not going to treasury. It's benefiting the ruling military elites. And President Mugabe has allowed this cronyism to flourish. He is well aware there is nothing that is done behind his back. He is actually using resources to control the ruling elites. He has allowed them to do as they please as long as they pay allegiance to him. So regarding Marange, we have been saying this for the past 6-7 years that there is looting that is taking place in Marange. We had evidence from workers. We had evidence from the artisanal miners. We also had evidence from researchers who had helped to track Zimbabwe's diamonds to many other countries where the diamonds were being illicitly exported to. And the government remained quiet. What was just interesting to me is that President Mugabe never uttered a word when the looting was at its peak. Only for him to emerge now, when he knows that the diamonds are safely stored somewhere, and he has made his political deals with China to come and loot, and they've exhausted the diamonds, then he comes and says, 15 billion has been looted. So to me, that's half-hearted. And it doesn't show a statesman who is serious to develop his country. It's a criminal, it's a looting government, and something has to be done to stop this.
Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yes, we are going to be able to get the money from the government. What do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? Yes, I'm
going to talk about the money from the government.
So according to Mr. Ngwenya, you know, the president cannot be arrested as per the constitution right now, even if some people are calling for that. But he says, you know, people must go for those that are actually suspects. Sikesizweke uloba nkona pho icwena.
Eh tinamkoma Joe kuBotswana makadi mkoma Joe.
Ngari.
Ai watiri nanti pho pfungwa dzenyu mkoma Joe tikutaura nenyaya yemari anitsai.
Nyaya yemari anitsai mkoma blessing ya tava nenguva tava nezvayo nyaya kubva kudhara vanhu vachinzwa kuti madiamond ari kubiwa. Saka vanhu vandinoziva vanoziva nyaya iyi mukati mazvo president iwo pachavo vanoziva mai mujuru naobert mpofu unogona kutaura zvakanaka nekuti nguva yacho yakura anga ari minister of mines aripo anoziva zvakaitika zvese saka apa chandinoona ndechekuti vamugabe vava kuona kuti vanenge vakatsotsewa nerimwe divi vari kufunga kuti vavaidya navo vakavatsotsa uyezve vanogona kuda kudero iri imwe nzira yekuda kutora mai mujuru kuti vagone kuva kuvharira kuvavhiringidza panyaya yepolitics kuti ndivo vakatora madiamonds vakashandisa zvavakashandisa asi ivo vachiziva vo vanozivana pachavo havangobudisi president havana kutaura nyaya iyo chete asi kuti vanoziva kuti chii chakaitika chokwadi chose vanacho asi vanoda kutinzwa chete toti kudii so ivo ngavataure vanozivana
asi kuBotswana muri kuona here mari iri kushandiswa zvakanaka here yemangoda iri kubatsira upfumi
mari yemangoda haina mashandisirwo aya iri kuitwa zvakanaka nguva blessing mukaona isu kutiza kuuya kuBotswana kudai kutsvaka kurarama tiri kutiza nhamo kuZimbabwe nguva blessing
ndiri kuti koikoko kuBotswana
kuziva kwairi kuisiwa hazvisi kuonekwa kuti zvacho zviri kufamba sei
ko kuBotswana kunombobuda nyaya dzekuti zvinhu zvabiwa here kana kuti upfumi hwavo unenge uri kufamba zvakanaka
dziri kubuda nyaya dzekutaura Zimbabwe upfungwa hwayo huri kuramba kufamba zvakanaka mari dziri kubiwa nhau izvozvo tiri kuziva dziri kubudawo nekuno kuBotswana tiri kuziverenga kumapepa nhau panemwe muchitibatsa pastudio 7 muri tiri kuzvizwa nyaya dzacho dziri kubuda kuti mari haisi kushandiswa zvakanaka kuhurumende mukupa blessing
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ngoma Joel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatoita nguva blessing
Joe is in Botswana, like many Zimbabweans, and is saying the reason why they are in neighbor countries is simple. Zimbabwe is not performing well economically. And you can maybe classify some Zimbabweans as economic refugees, but he's saying this is a case that is really troubling him. And he says, of course, the buck stops with Mr. Mugabe.
Before I go to Tamu Maseko, blessing. There's some messages on Facebook. So what in Bali? What you say? On Saturday night, what did Imalenga say? Now, why Kangele? Yes, Mali. Why are we going to why Lala Yini M7 Zini? Epongo Hola Jemahala. When I was at Tolwa Beji Lili Mali, was at Jeswangani. Imalenga say, "I'm going to Uzulu. odubekayo eZimbabwe. Uhulumende ke weZANU PF uthini ngalokho? Kuzobuya ke uObert la uyabhala lapha. Uthi kulahleka kwemali engaka. Lokhu kujengisela kamhlophe ukuthi kunengi okwenzakala embusweni kaPresident uRobert Mugabe. Futhi kubonakala ukuthi kahle kahle kunengi esingakwaziyo okwenzakala ngaphakathi embusweni wakhe. So ke abantu bakhuluma lapha. So what Sakile was saying is that you know, who was actually in charge of this kind of business. So at the end of the day, there should be somebody who is answerable. But those that are going to be found guilty, what is going to happen to them? And what is the ZANU-PF government saying about it? And then with Obed saying, there's a lot that is happening within ZANU-PF, which people may not know. So these people are very concerned. So okay, sibe siya kumnumzana uTamo, uMaseko, baba Maseko, kunjani? Ukhona ecingweni baba Maseko?
Yebo, ngikhona
ngithi. Hello, baba Maseko unjani?
Ngikhona njani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila ngizwa.
Uyangizwa
wena? Yeah, ngiyakuzwa. So telephone ni yakho ukachana kwefone. Ukachana Maseko. Yebo, khuluma ngizwe.
Yebo. Ngithi mina ne ngizoqala ngithi lento mele sibele from that perspective here.
Ifoni yakho Maseko ngani isabalele kakhulu. Sondela efonini baba, sondela.
Uyazwakala manje?
Yeah, uyazwakala. Khuluma ke baba.
Okay, lento mele siqale ngeri.
Yeah, yeah, kubeka sizwe phela. Hayi, wathi sikufonele back Maseko. Ifoni yakho iyahlupha. Wathi sikufonele baba, wathi sikufonele. Yes, samfonele Maseko, ifoni yakho iyahlupha.
Regaiti dzokere kuna vamagu. Vamagu humbo huchiripo here kuti zvino zvingadai zvakafambiswa sei kana kuti hapasisini.
Ndofunga pane kwanisa kubatanidzwa humwe humbowo. Pane zvimwe zvinhu zviri pachena. Semuenzaniso mukatarisa Auditor General ane report yake yakabuditsa ndofunga muna 2018. Kuonesa mamwe madiscrepancy arimo. Semuenzaniso totarisa zvakaita se pane mari dzaishandiswa kuattenda Kimberley process meeting. Muripoti imomo munoratidza kuti pakashandiswa about $500,000 per trip. That's $500,000. And ndege kukwira ndege tomboti munhu ari kuenda kuAmerica, you need about $2,000 return. Kotiwo accommodation for one person, the whole trip it should not cost more than $5,000. But we have that information by the government itself. Because what we're talking about are discrepancies between statistics, the Kimberley process, and the statistics, the MMCZ, are school run. Jim is not going to shun this as well, so good bones are good. Say, Madame of the Radical in the Kimberley process, Akawanda, who does come at diamonds, are good in the MMCZ. Saka, that's the official documents. Kozotiwo unofficial documents that we can use to track, for example, my diamonds. I think it's one. Nguva ya Zimbabwe yanga isikutendera kutengesa my diamonds in the Kimberley process between 2009 and 2011. Izozo pakabuditswa my diamonds ari worth billions of dollars. Zvisina Kimberley process statistics. Saka zvinenge zvakuda kushandisa other investigative methods to find out that information and we can stitch it together.
Rambai muri parunare vangwenya, please do stay on the line. And also Mr. Magu, do you have a call?
Yeah, mnumzana tamu Maseko ubambe kona ponga ka chance yavo yakuwe baba.
For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voa.com and press on live talk, and we'll also post this discussion on our Facebook page. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.